It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Some people in the Islamic world are rethinking the way their religion is practiced. One American is calling for the U.S. to rethink the Islamic world. And we'll hear about both currents of thought in this part of the program.
We begin with a word that puts many non-Muslims on edge. The word is fatwa, the name for a religious ruling that is supposed to guide devout Muslims. The problem is that in some places, people face an explosion of fatwas on TV and the internet. They become so common that one Egyptian lawmaker wants jail time for people who abuse the use of fatwas. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Among some non-Muslims, fatwas are mistakenly assumed to be death sentences because those are the most talked about, such as the Iranian fatwa condemning author Salman Rushdie for writing the satanic verses. But a fatwa can cover anything from the monumental to the mundane. Anytime a Muslim wants an expert opinion on what's halal, permitted under Islam, or haram, forbidden. The problem is that although Sunni Muslims do have rules for who can become a mufti, a scholar who may issue fatwas, there's no clear mechanism for enforcing them. And these days, viewers of Arab satellite channels are being deluged with fatwas. There have been fatwas both encouraging and forbidding Muslims from fighting in jihads in other countries or belonging to militant groups. A Saudi cleric said owners of TV channels could be killed for broadcasting immoral content. An Egyptian cleric, not on TV, but from Cairo's venerable Al-Azhar University itself, issued the much-ridiculed breastfeeding fatwa, which proposed that a woman could work alongside unrelated men if she breastfed them 5 times. Cairo lawmaker Mustafa Al-Gendi says enough is enough. Gendi says fatwas were originally intended to be private decisions to help individuals with their problems, and blanket prescriptions for the masses were rare and only issued by the most senior and trusted muftis.
You cannot do fatwa on TV. You cannot be a mufti on TV in front of millions of people and one man ask you a question and you answer this man, because me in front of my TV, I can think that I am like this guy and I can take the solution for myself. Then it's a distortion. It's a complete distortion.
Gendi's proposed solution, however, troubles both the government and the Islamic establishment. Sheikh Abdulrahman Al-Bahr at Al-Azhar University agrees that there is a problem, but says giving the government the power to certify muftis and to imprison those who don't get government approval is dangerous.
In my opinion, it's not a suitable law. We have guidelines for who can become a mufti or issue fatwas. If someone is wrong in a fatwa, he should be questioned. But this idea that someone should have to have a government license to issue a fatwa or else face prison, that I do not agree with.
As an example of how the system is self-policing, Barr says the author of the breastfeeding fatwa was forced to resign his position at Al-Azhar. Lawmaker Gendi has heard the charge that the government could use his law to approve only clerics that toe the regime's political line. But he says there are safeguards against that, and he argues that spiritual fraud is just as egregious as material fraud.
You open a clinic and we discover you didn't go to university, you're not a doctor. You go to prison from 1 to 3 years. The law is penalizing the one who touched the body. What about the one who touched the soul? Anybody can just say anything to anybody and who can change his life. He can divorce his wife. He can kill his daughter. Kill your own family because they are not real Muslims. Because of bad muftis, the world is paying.
Gendi knows his draft law faces powerful opposition, but he was heartened to see his proposal being discussed recently at Friday prayers at the preeminent Islamic mosque in Mecca. Saudi King Abdullah has also called for new guidelines to rein in what he termed the chaos of fatwas, and Gendi hopes the debate generates new ideas to solve a problem that he says Islam can no longer afford to ignore. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.